I just got through watching the Instrument of Jewish Power named Alex Jones, complete instrument of the Jew, shill for Israel, cuck for Netanyahu. Yeah. Oh no, I've given a lukewarm criticism of Netanyahu, always measured and always according to the IHRA, the Holocaust rules, that say that every time I criticize Netanyahu with a lukewarm criticism of him, I have to say that other leaders are bad too. That's according to the rules that the Jews gave us for language and speech, that Alex Jones, the shill for Jewish money power, the tool of Jewish power, Alex Jones, abides by. He does whatever Jew power tells him because he's working for the Jews. Okay. So now he's interviewing Fuentes, and they sent me an interview. Somebody sent me a link to it because I'm so busy working on my AI project. It's a standard to find the truth. We'll talk about that later. But as you know, I've been seeking truth for, oh my God, I've been doing journalism for longer than Alex Jones has, let's say. And in this interview, we're flushing out the PSYOP here, you know? So you get the usual credibility grenade from Nick Fuentes about how women who I guess they said, well, you know, he's good for a narrative because he attacks Jews vehemently, but then he attacks half of the world's population, females. Credibility grenade. That's what Helen Beniski says. Helen of Destroy. And she's right. That's called a credibility grenade. That means that you attach anti-Semitism to these other really repugnant deal killer type statements, comments, beliefs, you know, promoted, projected ideas that absolutely are gonna have people running for the exits of anti-Semitism. Well, say all the women, we wouldn't go near Nick Fuentes. Of course, there are some who, oh, he's so cute. This is what he reports, that women are always saying how cute he is. Okay. And I guess there's people who like punishment or something, or who are stupid, brainless people would think that, right? If you're a female and you're interested in Nick Fuentes, you're a fucking retard. Okay. So, because he doesn't like women. Now, that's strange. For someone to attack women so vehemently like he does, but he's never had a woman. He says women are such a problem, but he has no experience with them. How does he know women are a problem? Has he read about that? And I had so much hope because he's so articulate. He can articulate the Jewish problem to a degree. He doesn't talk about the financial structures of Jew, if you notice. Never talks about the banking system. Maybe he doesn't know anything about it. But it's curious, he doesn't talk about the financial structures. Interesting. I find that interesting. Well, maybe he doesn't know about it. But I do find that interesting. And I find it not credible in the slightest that somebody who has the positions that he has could actually be so vociferous in his belief that it couldn't possibly have been Israel that offed Charlie Kirk, that murdered Charlie Cook. Kirk, it couldn't be Israel. Early on, he said, well, his wife said that his wife doesn't think that, and if there's somebody who should know, that would be his wife. Well, that was in like the immediate days after the Charlie Kirk murder, when everybody was saying, Israel, Israel, Israel. Nick Fuentes said, well, no, Erica Kirk, so she'll know. why the fuck would she know? That's like people saying, I saw the Twin Towers fall. Well, you were there. You saw the Twin Towers come down. So that means you must know who did it, right? Because you were watching them. I was watching them fall. I was right there. I was looking up at them as they fell. I had a studio right there. I had to look up at the towers. I knew before it happened that it was who it was that did that job. I was the one who coined the phrase, 9/11 was an inside job. That was me. I coined that. That was my phrase. Because I published an article in Indie Media the night of or the next morning with the title, 9/11 was an inside job. And that became sort of like, that was picked up. It was picked up by a couple of intelligence assets as well, who then used it. And I later found out that they were intelligence assets. And then we're supposed to believe they're so outraged. Oh, you know, she's just grasping at straws because, you know, she said that, how dare she talk about the Egyptian planes, you know? That's terrible, you know. I guess, what, you're concerned about, what, the family members of the Egyptian pilots or something? Or, what the fuck would you give a shit if somebody followed a lead? Whether it's whether it leads to something that bears fruit or not, who cares? That's the nature of all investigation. Some leads are hot, some leads are cold, some leads lead to dead ends, but you follow a lead. That's the nature of every investigation. Some leads are hot. Some leads bear fruit. Some leads fall flat on their face. But you know what else falls flat on your face? When you make a big deal. You're deeply, deeply, that said, last straw. How dare she talk about the Egyptian airplane? Okay. And then they did it again with the Fort Huachuca. I'm done with this. I'm finished with it. Fort Huachuca, how dare everybody? And then they tear apart the guy Mitch. Mitch Snow, who actually gave his reportage to Candace. Or he gave his account, not reportage. It was just an account of what he saw. Oh my God, this is outrageous. How could they? It's not credible. The outrage is not credible. You follow a lead. That's how investigations work. And of course, Candace Owens is the only person right now who's doing those investigations. I'm doing those investigations. Other people, but she's really the one leading the way. Oh, how outrageous! Oh, that's it. You know, she said some offhanded comment about Charlie thinking he was a time traveler. I'm going to focus, because I could use that to make people think she's crazy, says the asset. Why? I watched that episode, pretty offhanded comment, nothing alarming. You don't have to agree with everything she says, nothing that was not a deal killer. Candace Owens hasn't done anything wrong. She hasn't done anything that's a deal killer. In fact, she's turned out to be somebody who has impressed myself, who's been doing this for longer than everybody. Longer than everybody. Longer than everybody. Yeah. I've been doing this for like 38 years, something like that. Ah, but he's been doing it for 10 years. Who's been doing it longer than I, he says. I've been doing this for 10 years, so when did you get started, he says about people. So I know bullshit when I see bullshit, okay? And that Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes, that's a couple shills. I'm sorry. I had hope, but not anymore. Alex Jones is a complete tool of Jewish money, of the state of Israel. He's a Jew tool. Just like everybody else out there. Just like Tim Pool, the Jute Tool, Tim Pool. They're all Jute Tools. They all work for that Jew money. Jew money. That's what it's all about. Jewish money. That Jew money power. That's what they called it back in the 1880 book. So, I wish I had time to load up the video. I'm working on a project to formulate a technical methodology to divine the truth using automated processes, because he fat ass chrome domes like Alex Jones are letting us down in the truth department. Right? He's not interested in truth. He's interested in getting that Jew money. Jewish money. That's Alex Jones. But he's losing that Jew money. That's why he's desperate. That's why Tim Pool's desperate. They said, look, Chrome Dome Pool, you're not getting 1.2 million views on this channel, 1.4 million on that. You're not getting those. Us Jews are giving you those fake views. Everything's fake. Everything's fake. Hey, you want to prove it? Watch. I don't get shit views, but it's my broadcast is kind of like an elite broadcast. Everybody who is anybody of importance will watch my broadcast, but boy, my numbers are so low. All right. But here's how you test something, like if you want to compare the work that I'm doing. And this is a challenge to any of these chrome dome dickwads like Tim Pool. Just randomly select 3 of my programs. Just randomly select 3 of my shows. Randomly, right? And then Chrome Dome Pool gets to pick 3 of his very best shows that he could pick his own. Mine, just pick them randomly, right? And then play them for his audience and ask him, who's in more dogged pursuit of the truth? Who's digging? Who's telling the truth? Who's really going at it? Who's more credible? Well, his audience will say, of course, the Harry Vox shows. They won't take me up on that offer, because they'll lose, because their shit is Jewish. Their shit is in service of the Jew. Everything's in service of the Jew. Oh, he'll put a furrow in his brow, make you feel. He always got that furrow in the brow, yeah, as he sucks that Jew dick. Alex Jones just hammering on that Jew dick, sucking on that Jew dick. Aren't you, Alex? Sucking on that, you dick. I should have thrown you overboard when you were in my boat. Years ago. Probably going on 20 years ago now. I should have tossed you off my boat into the East River of New York. Into the Hudson River. Into New York Harbor. I should have tossed your fat ass right out of my boat, you dumb fuck. But it sucks, man, to have these people. And you notice they'll never have me on their show, even though I'm the original gangster. I'm the godfather, the intellectual godfather of this thing. And they won't have me on. Nobody ever wants me. I don't really want to be on their show. I'm just pointing out. It's pretty curious. Because they don't want the real thing. They just want the fake thing. You see? It's all about the fake shit, not the real stuff. Now the real guy talks about the financial cartels, the Jewish money power. No, they don't want anybody talking about that. But I got better things to do in my life, like preparing for the apocalypse, right? Like preparing for the end, because it's coming.